Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We're holding today Daf Yud. The Mishnah told us at the very bottom of Daf Tesamid Veis, we had the chiluk between a Kohen HaMashiach and a Nasi. The similarity between the Kohen HaMashiach and the Nasi, and the difference between the Kohen HaMashiach and the Nasi, whether or not the similarity is, if they did a chet when they were commoners, and then one became the melech, and the other one became a Kohen Gadol, Kohen HaMashiach, the din is that you go basar, you go according to the Tanakhama, you bring the chet of the carbon of the commoner. According to Reb Shimon, we know Shimon is not like that. But according to the Rabbanan, it is. Then what happens in a case, let's say, where they did the chet after they were retired? Kayin went, the Kayin HaMashiach was retired. Maybe he got too old, maybe he got a mum or something. He wasn't able to be a Kayin Gadol anymore. And then he did a chet afterwards. The thing is, he still has to bring the par Kayin HaMashiach. He never loses that status of Kayin HaMashiach, even after he retires. A Nasi is not like that. A Nasi like that, because a Nasi, let's say, gets too old to be a melech, they demote him, whatever reason that he was demoted, and then he did a chet after that, he has the chet of a commoner. He resumes the chet of the status of a commoner. Yeah, that's how we have the din of the Mishnah. Again, Kayin Mashiach Shechata V'Yachakach Avar Mim Shechusa. He did a chet, and then afterwards he was Avar Mim Shechusa. Kayin Nasi, that it was Chayte V'Yachakach Avar Migdulaso. Kayin Mashiach, in that case, he did the chet when he was a Kayin Gadol. This case I didn't mention before, when I was just explaining it. Kama, he did the chet when he was a Kohen Gadol, and then he became Ois Kohen Gadol. In this case, let's say, the case where he did the chet when he was a king, and then he became Ois King. The din is, both of these cases, maybe Par, Masar, maybe, and the Nasi brings the Sawyer. Mashiach, She'ovar, Mimshichuso, Niachar, Kach, Chata, he did the chet after he was Ois. This parallel case would be Shavah Migdulasa Nechakachata. By Mashiach, maybe Par, Mahadasi is Kehedyet. The Nasi has done a Chedim. Now, of course, what we did not say here is the first case that I mentioned. The case where he did the set as a commoner, and then he became aware of it. When he became aware of it afterwards, when he became a Kohen Gadol or a Nasi, that already is going to be told me in Reb Shimon, whether the idea makes a difference or not. The way we hold not like Reb Shimon, the idea does not make a difference. According to the Maisa Chet, the Maisa Aveira was done as a commoner, therefore that will be Mechayev and that Chet. It doesn't play a role at all what the idea was, according to the Rabbanan that argue with Reb Shimon. Zodigamar, okay, Hashta Yeshleimar, Ava Mimishichuso. Maybe we should make Kama Chaimers. Maybe if we say that when he's Ava Mimishichuso, V'Yachakachata, and then afterwards he's Chaitai. And again, remember what we said yesterday, I think I mentioned, the Rabbah Perish HaMishnayis, very important thing, the Rabbah was telling us, he is signed. In Perish HaMishnayis, the Rambam told us that when we talk about a Kohen HaMashiach, once a Kohen HaMashiach, he has the Kedusha. He has the Kedusha of Shemen HaMishcha. He never loses that. Maybe I should mention that. Everybody should really see that. That's the aside that we see here in the Rambam. The Rambam,
it's not by
Merubah B'Gadol. Not by Merubah B'Gadol, no. Kayin HaMashiach V'Yachakach Avar. We take a look, Sayer, Shire Amra Tayyar Benasi Asher Yachti Asher Yachta Shenasti Yachta Ahenalam Chatasa Behemius Karbana Payen Mashiach Sha'avar Bimshichuso. The Rambam tells us, I'm reading the Rambam in Perish HaMishnah. Payen Gadol Gvaldigi Rambam. You know, that sounds going to fit in with other things also. But this is the Rambam, at least the way we have it. So how it's going to fit, shows how it's going to fit in by cases where, they replaced him with a Kayan Hanyet, that they reinstated him. Let's say he was Tabe, how that's going to work with all the places and everything. But this Rambam tells us, Kayan Gadol Im Avar Be'mum. Let's say he had a mum. Something happened to him. Oh, Zuckin. Maybe he had to retire. Couldn't do it anymore. Didn't have the kayach. Who Ayman Bitushaso. He will always remain with his Kedusha, the Rambam says. Why? The only difference is that he's not an active Kayan Gadol, as opposed to the other one. The Chavite is the new Kayan. But as far as his Kedusha goes, all the mitzvahs, the dinim, the surim of a regular Kayan Gadol, they apply by him. He has the same Kedusha afterwards as he had before. That is an immutable Kedusha. Can't do it. That's mamish irrevocable. What's a Kayan Gadol? With Mashiach Moshem and HaMishra. When Mashiach Moshem and HaMishra, always a Kayan Gadol. If he's going to have the Kedusha over there, can't marry an Almana, all those dinim apply by him. Therefore, that stands. What's he'll do a chet? He does a chet after he becomes ice kayin of Mashiach. It doesn't make any difference. He still has the kedusha of the kayin gadol. He's going to have to bring the same par kayin of Mashiach, even if he's not an active kayin gadol. That's the Rambam that he tells us. Which case we would have to know. What I was alluding to before, how it's going to fit in with the Taisvasin that we have in a case, let's say, by Yom Kippur, when they appoint the Mamuna, let's say he became a Balkari. I mean, whatever, they had a Rishon, so what does the Gemara in the end come out? We hold like Rabbi Yossi, Hasheni, or the, in other words, the original, the one that was the substitute, Eino Rai Lai Lakayan Gandam Alakayan Hanyat. Rabbi Yossi holds the one that took his place, the substitute. He cannot do the Avaida of a Kayan Hanyet. He can't do the Avaida of a Kayan Gadol. Kayan Gadol, he can't do it. Mishum Eva. They're going to have animosities because nobody wants competition. Nobody wants competition. The regular Kayan Gadol that assumed his position back. He doesn't want any competition from the other one that took his place. And, he's not gonna have, he's a human being. It means that we're chayshit that he's gonna have, maybe call it Ayin Hara, or whatever that he's gonna have on him. He also cannot do the Avayin of a Kayin Hanyet with four begonim. I says, why can't he do it with four begonim? Okay. Only because why would the Kayinish rely by reading? Tais says that really, he would be able to do it because just like his mismada bepeh, he can be dismayed bepeh. Just like they can demote him. You can demote a Kayan Gadol. Why? Didn't they demote him? They didn't demote him because by the Makaydish, but they could demote him. How could they demote him? What are we going to say? That's only talking about by Shady? What are we saying over here? Like the Rambam, there's no such thing as demoting a Kayan Gadol, a Kayan of Mashiach. Once he has a Kedusha with Shemin HaMishcha, then he always has a Kedusha with Shemin HaMishcha. Now, how, according to the Rambam, what are we going to say? That then only applies by the Bais Rishon? Not by the Bais Shani? Yeah, maybe it could. You could say it like that. But the Matei says this Svara, he goes even later on. He says it even if it's not the Zman of the Bais Rishon. And therefore, that's what creates problems. We remember we had a Taisis Yeshanim in Yuma. That's Nusach and Ayin Aleph in Yuma. Is it an Ayin Aleph or Ayin Gimel? Ayin Gimel. I believe it's Ayin Gimel. Yeah, I made a mistake. It's an Ayin Gimel. Taisis and Ayin Gimel. Taisis Yeshanim and Ayin Gimel. The same way Taisis says in Yuma on Daf Yud Beis, where he says that. Which means that it doesn't, you can't just relegate it to a time where it's, because of Echel Mitiv Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni. Masi Rak Lahaya, the Gabi, that part. But the Rambam is telling us this Yisayin. Oh, you have a Gemara over there? Yeah? You're not coming close, I can't hear you. No sound. You can hear? Us, you can hear.
Yeah, Rebbe, on Daf Yud Beis.
Ah, what?
On Daf Yud Beis of it.
That's what I just mentioned.
By us.
Yeah, yeah. About it. I mentioned Yud Beis of it Beis. But that's a Tosfos.
Oh, I thought Rebbe was just calling.
But then there's another one on Ayin Gimel. The Chilukim that we have, the Chilukim.
No. I mean, by us in Harius, Daf Yud Beis of it Beis. Kulam Noyagim, the Mashiach Shavar.
Yeah, but that's a different thing, yeah. But I'm talking about, Tosfos.
No,
yeah.
It says that he can't, he's B'shamish B'shvoyna.
I'm talking the Tosfos, Tosfos and Yuma. The Tosfos
I'm not talking about the Mistalik B'peh, but on Yud Harius with Beis and Mabeis, it says that B'shamish B'shvoyna B'keilim, V'kulam Noyim B'Mashiach Sha'avar.
Yes, that's the Mishnah. I know, that, yeah, that's the Mishnah.
But
yeah.
And, but
the lovers of this matter b'peh, mistalik b'peh, you can only have that. It's not by Shady. You can't have that by Shemin HaMishkan l'chayr, according to the Rambam.
That's Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says that certain things you can mistalik b'peh, others not.
That's Reb Chaim, but what do we have later on in Yuma and Ayin Gimel?
Yeah, I'm looking at the Taisa Yisharim, it says that.
That's what I was referring to. Where did I give a Taisa says that Svara? It's going even in the Zman where there was Shemin HaMishka. How would that be able to fit?
Yeah.
That's what I was alluding to. All right.
Yeah, but by us on Yud Beis, Yud Harius Yud Beis, it's by Harius Yud Beis, the Gemara.
Yeah, what Richard is asking, right? Yeah, when we have that. That's one of the things that are enumerated in the differences in the two Kayin Gadols, which one or both. It could be both if he dies. We'll go out of our mikvah. His mom's a Saritzeah, yeah.
Including one who's retired?
Yeah, all right, yeah, so that's what we have over here also, the ones that are enumerated over here on Ayin Gimel, not over there in the Yudbeis, but we have it over here in Ayin Gimel. Here we have, it would say the following. Here it says, Tvarim Shemei Kayin Gadol L'Kayin Hegit. This is the Gemara in Yuma, on Ayin Gimel. Tvarim Shemei Kayin Gadol L'Kayin Hegit. Here it says again, Chutz, we have over here. All the dinim that we have are knowing by Berubim Gadim, plus me parabola kalamitzis, except param dover. Kula knowing is by Mashuach she'ovar. And also they're knowing by a Mashuach that was demoted. Chutz me par yoyba kipurim, a serious away from. The Kula, they're not dying by Mashiach Bachama, all the things that we have, Lagabi this did. That it brings, Tadir Abi Achi, Begadim, Shekayin Gavel, Beshabe, Shekayin Gavel, Kayin, Mashiach Bachama, Nishabahem. Then it says again, Vein Metabe, Lekrivim. Here it says, Tvarim Shebe, Kayin Gavel, Lekayin Hegit. A par kain a Mashiach, Parabol Kala Mitzvahs, Paryom Kippurim, Asimus Uefa, of course, the Chaviti, Lo Pareyam Lo Pareyam, that he doesn't tear his begotten when he becomes an offer. Avo Pareyam Hu Malamata, by Hegit is Lamaila. The Hekain Hegit does it on top, he's able to rend the begotten, and the Kain Double does it on the bottom. Aviyat Matama the Krivov. You can't be Matama the Kriven. Ummitsuvala Psula, a Kain Gadol. Ummusar Alabana, Ummavzer, it's a Reitseyach. And of course, he's Mavzer the Reitseyach. Ummakrevainan, even as an Einan, he's able to do the Avaida, but he can't eat, of course. Vieno Eicho doesn't eat for the Basar Kutcher, but he's able to do the Avaida. Vieno Chaylik Menaitel, Chaylik Mareish. Makrav Chayel, but she's again. Umishavish, Mishmaida Kalen. Upotter, he's Potter, Altumas Miglish Mikadoshov. Of course he is, because, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, remember everything, every Potter from everything, because it's another Yoyrit. Chalavad is Yama Kippur, our only kosher with him. The Kulon Daigis, Mimurum Begadim, they're all true by Mimurum Begadim also, except for the Par. Like with Parbal Kala Mitzvahs. The Kulam dying is by Moshuach She'avar. And they're all dying by a Moshuach She'avar. A Moshuach She'avar that was impeached. I don't want to use the word impeached. But he was the substitute that he didn't have a, you know, that there was no reason for him to be. But it says that he, except for the exceptions. Except for what? But he's Mamzer the Reitzeach. But he could be Mamzer the Reitzeach. Richard Mazeski, he's Mamzer the Reitzeach. He is. Here you see that he's going to be Mamzer the Reitzeach. This is one of the ones that was mentioned before. And it says that this is not an exception. But amongst the things that we mentioned before, he's Mamzer the Reitzeach. Mitzuma Lamsula. Everybody's Mitzuma Lamsula. He's Muzer Ali Almana, and he's Mazel the Reitzeach. Now, here we're talking about a Mashuach. Here we're talking about a Mashuach. Here we're talking about a Mashuach. I'm talking about a kind of Mashuach because we're talking about the Din of Par. This is Shver here. Now, because we're saying over here, by this is the case of a Mashuach, like I mentioned, the Tos Yeshadim over here goes over here also. Taisi Shadim, Taisi Rosh. Here he comes and he says over here, Kakaye the Hagit, because the Milo Makaydish Veloid by reading, Teva Adarabu. Why shouldn't be, how do you have a Mishlam over here by Mashul Sha'avar? It's different, but over here, how would you say it? Amalacha. Lama, why should they bring the, why should they demote him? Daibe Rebbe, Kikaytim Zakin Hava. The Eidi Yochalod, let's face for Lava, they'll be able to demote him. Lava Chav Meishchen Kayin Acher, they can, they'll be Meishchen another Kayin, says, Kikayin Hegyet, Mishun, with the Bible, the Kayinish, Velo Maridin. We're talking over here with Shemin Amishka. And Tay says the same Svara. Ida Rabab says you can never take away the Kedusha of Shemin Amishka. Shemin Amishka is different. If Yawatsi has Mishukha with Shemin Amishka, that's it.
Life.
For life. He's a life. He has Kedusha for life. Right? Lifetime contract. In which case, so what's nice to mean over here that he's able, he's going, they're able to demote him. How could they demote him? How could that work? That's good. That's a problem. That's what I was referring to over here. This is from the Tos Yeshanim that we have in Yuma. But over here, so now, so what, Nachama? So what we have over here is, Hashta Yeshleimar. So now Amar Mishichuso, and afterwards he was Chaytayis, maybe a par. Chotav Yachakach Amar Mishichuso. If he was Chaytay, and afterwards he was Amar Mishichuso, Tzvichol Meimar. Again, here we're talking about if he was Chaytay, and then afterwards he Avadin. He has to do it. He was even Chaytay at the time when he at the time. When he was a Kayin Gadol. So what do you have to come and tell me for? That he brings the par? The reason is, Shemitani Gabe Nasi. The only reason is because it says it by the Nasi. that it's different. The chiyava benesiyuso. The achakach chata by the nasi. What do we have? It's he has a din like a hedget because he became ice melech. Maisi. Therefore, so it brings this to. It brings that. So it makes it because it contrasts. Contrast and things that are different and things that are similar. And Hachi, Tani, Gabi, Mashiach, therefore, when the Chotam Yachakach Ovar, maybe Par, it says over there that he brings the Par. To contrast it because of the Nasi. Midahan Emili, and how do you know this? The Tani Rabbanah, Vikri, Malachatasa, Malameh, Shemalameh, Shemaymi, Chatasa, Misha Ovar. It teaches us that he brings his Chatas after he became ice pay God will leave him. Shiyachal, I might have thought, Valo Denu. Uma Nasi Shemay Vishingas Maisa. Hey, maybe, Chatasa Mishova, maybe I'm going to make the following Kavachim. Madach a Nasi, who brings Vishingas Maisa even. He who brings Vishingas Maisa, he does not bring a Chatas Mishova, he becomes the commoner. Mashiach, she'ei maybe b'shigas ma'isa. Ella, except, of course, as we all know, except Ella, al-hel of davar, b'shigas ma'isa. Like Holstein, Allah's kama v'chama, that he's much more rigid in bringing his carbon their limitations. Of how you should have the same limitation as a nasi. Like Holstein, kama v'chama v'shirin, b'lame, and therefore you learn out from here that even afterwards he has to bring a carbon. The nicey dabi nasi may flip the kavachimer and may make it the other way. The nicey dabi nasi be kavachimer. Maybe you should flip the kavachimer and say it the following way. Maybe Chatos Misha Ovar after who came his ice cream model. Nasi Shemaybe Chatos Mishikas Maisa. Eino, the where it's more, he certainly brings a carbon. It's much more expansive. His Chiyav Chatos than it is by a cream model. If he's more expansive, Eino did Shemaybe Chatos Misha Ovar. Tabun Blayma Asher Nasi Yechta. Of course, it's a little funny. Kamachimer is a little bit. It's in light of everything the way we just said. Is there a legitimate? You see, Hilachira, that you don't deal with side svaris when you're talking about a Kamachimer, when you're talking about the hermeneutics. You look at the bottom line din. Well, the Chaira, in light of the way the Rambam explained it, there's no basis here for such a Kal Vachaymer. The reason why it's like it is because he has Mishicha B'Shemet on Mishka. You shouldn't even need a Pasuk, right? You shouldn't even need a Pasuk. You have the permanent Kedusha, which is etched in him for Mamish like concrete. He has Kedusha, which is irrevocable. If the Kedusha is irrevocable, that's the reason. I said, that doesn't apply by a Melech. Unless you'll say that Svara is a Gilei only from over here, from the Psukim that we have, if you have the Xeris HaKosums, then we work backwards. But not the Habamina, maybe it's not like that. Maybe the Xeris HaKosums knows, once I establish that I, from the Psukim, that a Melech, that a Kairam Mashiach brings the carbon after he was over, and a Nasi does not, now comes the Rabbah that he works backwards. And to go and explain it like that. Now, the case that I gave before originally, they were chayte before when they were commoners. Layman. Chatu achalayn ishmanu, yachakach ishmanu, and afterwards they were appointed to be a king, and a Mashiach. Hooray, I'm okay, Yaitis. The din is, they have a din of Yaitis, but with Shimon Omer, you don't look at the time only where the chet was done, you look at when the idea was. Rav Shimon Omer, I don't have much a lady smadu, chayavid, but once they come to the realization that they did the chet of Yishani smadu, than Peturim. It's El Nasi. What when we talk about a Nasi, we've been talking about it, the whole Masechta. Yeah, yeah. We've been talking about who's the Nasi. We've been saying, of course, we're first in the Bellum, but this is the first time we're really coming to be Machiach. How do we know this? Ezel Nasi Zeb Melech, Shinem Abikom Mitzvah Shem Alaykov. Mishain Al Gabav Al Hashem Alaykov. If it's like the other one that's above him, is God. And therefore, that is only, that is totally only by a Melech. I have to mark later on. That Rabbi Yehuda Nasi came and asked about Rabbi Yehuda Nasi came and asked, should I have my Machliath to bring a Sawyer like a Nasi or not? They said, no, you're not. It's only this Russia. It's the Nasi. And therefore,
what
is it called? Al Gabbav. What is the authority?
But
he gave authority. But he gave the Hava. He gave me Melech HaBayit, he's the only one that gave me Melech HaKvaynai. Everybody is saying, Tassim Melech HaMelech. Binan Emili, the Tan Rabban. He, Akkaira Mashiach Yechta. I did it. Pratna Kaitmis. It comes to exclude the Averis that he did before he became Kaitam. The Alaydin, Uman, Nasi Shmei, the Mishingas, by saying, maybe Allah Kaitmis. Mashiach, and say it again, the same type of couple chaybers that we had. Mashiach Shei, maybe Elal Halam Dover. Mashiach Shei, Eino Din, Shechel Yomi Al HaKaybis, Havan and Svar, you would never be Machai of him. Lo, Imamar Benassi, Shkeine, maybe Chatasu Mishal Omar. Taimar B'Mashiach, it's different, Shei, maybe Chatasu Mishal Omar. Hoyal, maybe Chatasu Mishal Omar. Since he brings his power, even after he became Kayin Gadol, he was ice Kayin Gadol. Yami, Allah Kaimis. Maybe he brings Allah Kaimis. Hey, the Khanami, he's more Hummer than that. Talmud Leima HaMashiach Yechto. Chata Kishu Mashiach Baby, Kishu Hedi Nato Baby. And Tanya Nami Gabe Nasi Kihai Gavna. We said the same thing. Asher Nasi Yechta Pratna Kaimis. If he's Chayte before he became the king, he does not bring that. He brings a regular Kishmar Sir. Valo Dinu Obama Shiach Shein Shemaini Chatoso Mishoma. Ain't a baby of a kaimis. Nasi. She'ein, maybe, chatasu mishom avar. Ain't no din, isn't bashit, shemo yomi al achaymis. No, maybe you'll say it the other way. Ba'alu mashiach she'ein, maybe, mishin gats baisa. Maybe, the nasi is more chomer. Taimer benasi, maybe, mishin gats baisa. More chomer. You can't learn out of tour from what the din applies by yay melech. But, taimer, I mean, benasi, maybe, mishin gats baisa. So you're not going to be able to learn out for to anybody else. Maybe Mishinga got smaisa. Maybe I'm saved by a nasi of the archivers. You need it. The maisa avera should be like this. This is all, of course, according to the Rabbanan, not according to Rav Shimon, who holds that the idea plays a critical role in the Mechayavim. It's all part of the Chet. The Gemara of the Chet, according to Rav Shimon, is the idea. This is again, like Shmuel's going to show to the Rashi and Tosfos that we have in Shmuel's. The role of the idea by the Chatos, does that just that something it informs? He's informed by that. It's not that it plays a role in the Mechayim of the Chatos. But it's not like that. And we say, remember, we came out, that's how the Shver Rashi in Daftalin, in Shmuas, that would seem to hold like that, but we see like it's not like that. For example, like we had, let's say a person knows that he's chayav to bring a chatos, mimanu shecha, he forgot that he ate chayla verdam, I forgot why I'm bringing it. I remember that I did something terrible. And I know that I did something I don't remember if I was Mechal Shabbos or I was Mechal Yom Kippur. But I know I did one of them, and I'm Chayav Achatas. I just plumb forgot which one I'm Chayav for. The thing is that he can't bring Achatas. He has to know why he's bringing the idea. It plays a role in the Kvias of the Achatas. You don't know, he can't bring the carbon. I don't remember if I ate Chaylev or Dam, but I definitely know that I'm Chayav Achatas. No.
One of them.
That's good. You have to know exactly what the idea plays a role. Right. But it plays, so again, it plays a role there. But let's say he knows that when he was chayte the chet of a commoner, he had to bring, let's say, that he became a king afterwards. In that case, according to the Rabbanan, what is the din? He brings a kis for a seerah. Reb Shimon also has to be it, that the idea has to be in the same way. We all, the idea does play a role though, from this case. But Afal Pikein, it's not going to play a role. It's got to be the chayv of the carbon. That is not that pashut, why it is like that. No, no, Shachin, you tell me that the idea is not part of the chet, which we see clearly it's not. It is. I mean, the case of Chatos. I don't know which one I'm Chayiv. I can't bring it. So why is it that if I become a Kayin Gadol after I was a regular Kayin? Over there, what's the din? I can't bring the regular Chet because according to the Rabbanan, I can bring it because of the regular chet, because the chet itself took place before I was a Kohen Gadol. And the idea that I have when I became a Kohen Gadol does not play a role at all, according to the Rabbanan. I mean, but according to Rabbi Shimon, you can't. It does play a role. But according to the Rabbanan, it doesn't. So what role exactly does the idea play? One doesn't make a difference.
But if the side of the cutoff, that is having an essence of carbon, right? The whole, the cutoff is,
according to the Rabbanan, what is the role of the idea? Is it part of the Kvi Hashem? If it is, if you see that it has to be part of the Kvi Hashem. If I have a suffix at the time of the idea, then I can't bring it. Okay, now, over here, what happens? I have the idea at the time that I became a Kohen Gadol. That has to bring a par. But the time when the chet was done, well, I was a regular person.
That's what's kaveya. It's a cutoff. It's not
so what do you mean? If it's kaveya, so why is the din that if you don't know b'shas vaisa of the idea exactly what it was, why can't I bring a chatos to be malach shach?
Because it's a shechatos ba.
What?
There's a shechatos ba. Prat. That's one of the protiv. You have to have the actually vada the ezachatos.
But you don't see it as a steerer. At something of this, whether or not the role of the idea is merely informative, or the role of the idea is an integral part of the Machayev?
We definitely say that when we did Avdalah, I remember Rebbe speaking about this Nasi, this case over here. When we did Shavuos, Rebbe spoke about this case.
Yeah, that's right. That's the two things. Exactly what is the role of the idea? All right, Masi Rakla here. Tana Rabbana. Asher Nasi Yefta Yachal Gzeira. Very funny thing. The pasuk is Mashma. Asher Nasi Yechta. It's a forecast. It's prescience. What?
Because the word Asher doesn't.
It says Asher. It doesn't say In.
When?
It says When he'll be Chayte. Mashma there's a Gzeira that he will. There's prescience here. David Leimar, Im HaKayin HaMashiach Yechta. Halahalad Likashe Yechta, Avkad Likashe Yechta. So therefore it's a, even though it says Lashon HaMashir, it doesn't mean that it's a Gzeira. Amar, Yachal Gzeira. Either maybe I thought there's a Gzeira. That it has to be, it's informative. That there's a gzera that this is vaday going to happen for some reason.
That was very
good. Otherwise, why would we say that? Why would you think such a thing? Because we do find a precedent for this. The base Eretz Achuzaschem. It says, yeah, how do you know there's going to be a, how do you know somebody's going to talk Lashon Hara or something? But a Sati Nega Taras in the house that you inherit. Besura Hilohem. It's going to be a Besura Shedegoyim Boyim Alehem, Divi Rabbi Yehuda. And Reb Shimon Oimem Prat Leniga Yaitzin. No, because, and to exclude the Goyim, that come because of Eitzen. Rashi says, yeah, what does it mean, the case of the eagle of the top of Eitzen? Rashi says, G'day, they the feel of a hakab, top of Nigay Yodin to the top of Eitzen. Oh, that's good, by we come here, Nigay Batim. Nigay Eitzen, she'ibo had Nigayim Ayaday, Neficha Shade. You don't have to feel bad for not being Machavit to the Rashi here. You know? He says, what? And it comes by a day that a shade blew something at the low metabo. Lav omer of yidim besurah yochanami besurahanami eben gzerahi. Hilchak sin. Im. Ula rabbi shibbe, nige yoitzen, mi low metabo. What are you saying over here? You're telling me what? That rabbi shibbe says, probably nige yoitzen. You mean according to him, what would come out? He holds that if the goyim come behind us, let's say like a shade, Milo Batamu, didn't we learn the following? Latanya, Adam Kiyya Mi Kiyya, Mihadibur Vielich. Abahlo Didu, Tabe Mizab, the Tabe Mitigoyim. Mazab, Mihadibur Vielich. It comes after Mihadibur Vielich from the Tzivui. Mati Rashi here says, "Mazav b'dibor el diksiv kiyazav b'psara." The zavin shahayu lifnei hadibor, they're not betame liachah hadibor, alim kero ziva sachah hadibor. Previous tumas ziva does not apply. It has to be from the time of the ziva of the tzivui. They become Zovin. Otherwise, it's not a Giloi on Tumah Ziva that took place before. Similar, like we had in Nazir. Let's say, all the Dinim that we had in the Pesukim, the Parshas, Bahalaisko, Achukas, the Dinim of Tumah Space even. They forgot to say an Antisusin about how to learn certain cases, or Rabbana, or come in science, even the Barosa. They got to be Dinim of Tumas space even that happened after Parshas Chukas. What happened to the Dinim of Tumas space, Tumas oil that took place before we had got so much like this and that. Here also that's telling us is that the Tumah only took place afterwards.
Maybe Miriam wasn't even coming?
That, well, again, yeah, that's possible. Could be like that. Rav Shimon, so now Lachman. After Goyim, Midadimur V'yelech. That's what it means. Lo, imamit bezov. Maybe it's eshkein ebetame ba'aynis. Taima bin goyim, shebetame ba'aynis. Who's the one that's talking here and says that's betame ba'aynis? This is what we learned over here. The Gemara is asking him, shebetame ba'aymer adam ki'yia, mit hadimur v'yelef. Rava amar, prat l'nige ruchis. He comes to exclude something else, another way, the taras that comes, the nige ruchis. That which Reb Shimon says, prat the nige yitzin, what did he mean by that? Not stabinitis, but he meant, nige ruchis, again, here, like we just said, talking about the ficha shade, the lo ayidei adam, kintani taima benigayim, shemitama ba'aynis. It's talking about different kinds of anitis. So like it says, what kind of anitis? What means that we go to the Jematama anitis? Something can happen, an act of hitting or a burn. Things like that. So, yeah. And Rapapa, probably they get shuffled. Can come out of their kishuf. So that could be Mitami. That's what he meant when he said that. Not Rabban. Asher Nasi Enter Prat Mechayla. If he's a Chayla, then if he says very strange thing also. He's a king that has to achet. Let's say he did the chet after he got the flu. He got the flu.
When he did the chet? So he wasn't active?
So he got pneumonia or the flu, and he did a chet then.
What?
Yeah, so what? That's very good. Very good question. What about a shenasi yenta? Prat l'chayla. Because if he got sick and he did the chet, he does not bring the carbon. Shmuel Aaron is asking, so what? Very nice question. So what? I mean, he got the flu. He's in bed. Therefore, he's not a melech anymore. That's different. That's similar to what we had before. Right here, we have a nasi that became a mitzvah. What we find by Uziyahu, by Nagar Shemis HaMelech, by Yehi Mitzayra, Ad Yai Maisai. That was Uziyahu that became a king, Mitzayra, until the day of his death. And by Yeshem, the days are Choshifs. And he lived in a house with freedom. What does that mean? You know what it means? It's actually a house with freedom. He was unencumbered with the achrayas of malchus because he didn't have a malchus. He did not have the responsibilities of malchus because he became a spelech. And from here we would learn out from Uziyahu that a king that becomes a mitzayra becomes ice king. The yaisa ben amelech al abayis. So who took care of things? Now, again, that's a V'yoshe Sirashi, V'yoshe V'vesachavshis, the Nasa Chavshi Min Al Malchus. Kehegit is like a Hegit. The Eno Mevi Sawyer. Not like Rabbi Yossi says before, Perakai Marakai to Mashiach, that Misha Mother De Adias, not that because of Drush at all. Behind its Tara Lo Bali De Adias. Here he doesn't come, the Degos of the Day, Mia Yisa. He doesn't bring that.
No. So before you had yourself to bring it because you still have the money, right? You still have the wealthy.
Yeah, well that's the reason he's not pursuing the other way. I'll see the other the irid. No, it's the irid, all of the irid. He's not. Yeah, he doesn't become an onion, so he's not pursuing the din of dollars. The Yosef ben Melech alabais be the carbon, but they say chavshes be klal. That has the evet have. Don't think about it. What's this?
What's
you mean to tell me because he got a tzaras, so now he's free. Yeah. Until now he was an evet. What does that mean? Was he a king or was he an evet? He heard the Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua. Has the evet have? Yeah. The reason is that Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Shua never going at a sfida. And we also there, Bahadi the Rabbi Gamliel had pita. He had bread. He took along his lunch. Bahadi Rabbi Yeshua be pita the salsa. And with Rabbi Yeshua, he had an extra supply. Not only of stopped bread, but he bought a lot of a sack of flour. Shalom Pite the Rabbi Gamliel, and the pas, he blistered all of the sandwiches that he brought along, they were gone already. And then what? He was Sabach Hasute the Rabbi Yeshua. They think all the sandwiches were gone, he was Sabach on the flour of Rabbi Yeshua. I'm like, how did you know to bring so much flour? How did you know to bring so many provisions on this voyage?
You know the flight was
going to
get delayed so
long. Yeah, how you know the flight was going to be so delayed? Yeah, yeah. Oh my leg, how'd you know it was going to take so long? The Isaid sack the ice is social that you brought the whole sack of flour? Oh my leg, I'll tell you how I knew. There's one star that comes up every 70 years. And as a result of that, so all sailors who direct the boat, it confuses them, and they go and they wander around. The Almighty and I said, we're going on this voyage. Maybe, who knows? Maybe that star is going to come and make us lost. Omarlay, what a smart thing. Omarlay, kol kach biyokha, you know so much information. Everything is, you're such a chacham. And you have to come and you'll make your living by going on a boat? What do you mean? You think I'm so smart? Instead of asking on me, look at two Tamidim Shiesh Babaya Bosha. Look at two great Tamidim Chachamim. Rabbi Lezer Chashba and Rabbi Yechon Ben Gudgida. They are so brilliant. Sheyoidim Lashayar Kabatim Shiesh Bayam. There it is. He's coming even. He says, they're even able to measure out the number of drops that there are in the sea. And they don't have what pasta to eat. Why don't you ask the same thing? You think a person's parnasa is based on how smart he is? They don't even have clothing to wear. Anyway, after he heard that, he resolved in his heart, he wanted them to appoint them as Rashi Yeshiva. Sha'ala, when he came into dry land afterwards, Shalach Lahem, he sent for them, Rabbi Loser Chasba, Rabbi Kaibi, they knew what he wanted. They didn't come. They weren't interested. They want to learn. Who wants to become Rashi? Yeah, they have a chance to learn. He wants to go ahead and take care of the plumbing. He wants to go out and go fundraise or take care of the plumbing when it goes bad or something. So what happened? Because of Mishalach Ubo, he told them again, and they finally came. The Amalham. Why did you want to come? Can you do money? You think Shesuarani? I said, Lachem. You see, what are you doing? I'm giving you prestige. I'm making you people of prestige, and you don't want to take advantage of the COVID. I'm deciding. I said, Lachem. What I'm doing for you is not. I want to give you. I'm making you. Subservient. I'm making you avodim. Shedema vaytabro lavlebar im hayayim tia evet la'om ha'aseh. So that's the pshat why we brought this. That's why afterwards he became chavshi. That's why afterwards it was the yo. In a sense, it was look what the gavaldic thing that happened. It became a mitzvah, right? He didn't have to go ahead and do anything. Vacation.
Why is Rashi like a melech?
What?
The right that a Rashi Shiva is a melech.
He's a melech on the one hand. He's a melech. The other hand, he's an eved. What is a melech?
No, but he said
a melech is an eved. Melech is what's telling them. The Rambam tells us the melech is really an eved. He's there constantly involved with the service of the people.
Why is it a right of Rashi Shiva? The
Melech,
maybe a Rosh Hashiva is talking
about
it, and the
Melech
is not.
No, because that's it. Because that's what it means when a person is a public, when he's there for any the public, any public person. That's right. Now, Tana Rabbanan also. Asher Nasi Yechta. Asher Nasi Yechta. Om Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakkai. Look what he says. Ashrei Hadar. Happy, fortunate is the generation. Shadasi Shalom may be carbon al shikagasim. That the Nasi, well, Pasha to me, what does it mean? He's an Al Khayyid. He's a Rabbi Yid. And if he makes a mistake, he brings a carbon as opposed to somebody who does not a Shaymer Mitzvah. Im Nasi Shalom may be carbon. Sarachat Loimar. Mahu Hedyet, Bimal Shigigoso, maybe carbon. If he brings it, Tarachat Alemar, Mahu's Dainai, you have to work on if he brings it even for a Shagig, you want the status of his Zodain is? Happy is all this, when a person has a leader, that the leader is such a Choshevayin, It's going to say it over again. When I learned this Gemara, I was in Baltimore, but I said this Gemara. It must be, yeah. Do you remember that? Yeah, yeah. It must be 50 years ago. So there was somebody there, very chashuv, a person of Albus in the Shir. The name is Elazar Izbi. It's Chodol of Racha. So he said, at the time I was saying this Gemara, so he said over from Rab Zalman Sorotskin. Lutzkarov. Yeah. I'm going to say it over, Bishmai. So over there, so he said over that everybody makes mistakes. There's no such thing. That's all Masechta that we have here, of course. It talks about the infallibility of even the greatest people that we have. There's no infallibility. Everybody is fallible. But he says, there's a difference. When do you bring a chatas? You never bring a chatas for not doing something. You bring a chatas when you did something and you did it by mistake. What it's telling us is, Ashrei Hadar, that its nasi, its leaders, bring a chatas ashigagoso. That they don't endure the problem, but just hide behind the wall or something. They take the challenge and they do something. Everybody's going to make mistakes. But happy is the door, fortune is the door, when they have leaders that take the bull by the horns and the challenges, and they go and they instant and they make, their mistakes are made, Bekumba say, not in Sheva al Tasa. They bring a carbon. And therefore, because it's something that their mistakes are one that they write and bring a carbon, as opposed to just hiding behind the eight ball and not doing anything, and then every challenge that comes, you know that they're going to say, Sheva al Tasa, don't do anything. They take the bull by the horns and they decide to do things. And they make mistakes because everybody makes mistakes. Ashrei Hadar, that it's the Nasi, brings Karbanis over the fact that they're on their mistakes. Maskular Rava Breda Ramel Rayata Niksiv. Nisa Shirchotamina Kaina Shishalim. The Rava Medavat where it says Niksiv, Asher Chota. What are you going to say? Over there it says Ashrei, over there also are Asher. It says, what does that mean? You're darshing Asher. Happy is the dar. It's fortunate. What does it mean over there? He's Asher Chotam in HaKadosh. Or by Yeravim it says, Asher Chotam Asher Echdi. What's so happy about that? Hachinami the Ashrei Hadaru Shani Yacha the Shani Krab Diburei. Over here, it's different. Because in the context, it really should have said, aim. And the fact that it doesn't say it, it does for Drasha. Doris Ram Nachmar Achisa Vayniksiv. Yeish Hevo Asher Nase Al Ha'aretz. Ashrehem Letzadikim. Shemagiyya Alehem. Kemase Rashayim. Shalom Abba. Fortunate, happy. Ashrehem for Tzadikim. That they have a life that they're treated in Eilam Hazeh like the Maisa HaRishayim of Eilam Haba, Eilam Hazeh. They get the Yisurim here like the Rishayim get it afterwards. Eilam the Rishayim, woe is it to the Rishayim. Shemagia Alayim, Kamai Sadiqim, Ailam Shalayla Baba, Ailam Hazeh. But then, and Ailam Hazeh, look at them, the riding high, they're having a great time over here. Woe is it to them, they're having such a great time. Why are they having such a great time here? Yeah, because they have to give whatever they, the good that they did, give it to them over here, because later on, it's curtains. Amar Rava, Atu Tzadiki. What was so terrible so they don't have such a terrible time? Why can't they have both? What's wrong with having both? What's wrong with having both? What's so terrible they would have both? Shemagia happy are the tzaddikim. Shemagia aleihem kemaisa harishayim. Shalom azeh, b'olam azeh. Fortunate are the tzaddikim who are even able in olam azeh to enjoy a peaceful, tranquil life. Another way, right? In olam azeh, besides olam haba. And the other way, Eilah and the Rishayim, woe is it for Rishayim, Shemagia Aleihem, that they have in this world, Kibaisa Tzadikim, Shalaylo Bazeh, Baylo Bazeh, woe is it to them that they have the suffering in Eilam Hazeh, like that besides Eilam Haba. I love the Shemagia Aleihem. Yeah, Kibaisat Tzadikim. Shalaylo Bazeh. Baylo Bazeh. And Rapaparapa de Beta Yeshua, also the Kabet of Rav Abad Ho. Who keep the Besetta Plod, the Besetta Plod. Do you feel that you are a bucky? Do you feel that you mastered this Besetta, that Besetta? Amrullahin. Yeah. What we feel that we have. You want to know what this Masechta, will we have it? Yeah. In. Yatrisu Porta. He says, what about Parnasa? Do you think you have a worthwhile or Eilabazah? You have good investments? You have good investments in Eilabazah? I'm going to lay in. You know how? The Zavda Katina Diara. We bought a small plot of real estate. And Kari Ola from there, we get our parnasa. We have to rent it out. Kari Elihu, Gashreim, Mutsadikim, Shemagi Elem, Kabaisa Rashoim, Shemailam Hazeh, Bailam Hazeh. And for that, he referred to what we were talking about. Happy are the Tzadikim that they get like the Maisa Rashoim and Ailam Hazeh and Ailam Hazeh. Because this way they're able to have peaceful existence, they're able to live a life of tranquility while they're pursuing ruthlessness. Amar Rabba Barakhadab Rabbi Yechanabadik Sevki Yisharim Nach Hashem Tzadikim Yechubah Boishim Yikashubah Basel Ishnei B'nei Yodam, because like we've talked about this a number of times, Ishnei B'nei Yodam, two people, Shetzalim Pisteyev, that they roasted their carbon Pesach. Echad Achlu L'shu Mitzvah, one ate it with the proper Kavonis, L'shei Mitzvah, Yachlo echad achal, one ate it, shumachil gasa. Yeah, he loved it, he just kept stuffing himself with it. The pasuk says, Sadiqim Yachlo. Zeh shachlo, shumachil gasa, upaisha mikashluva. That's going there, by Shea, it's mikashlu. And he wasn't, by saying he was not the kai of the mitzvah even. Amalei rishlokish, rosha kai yislei. So you didn't have the mitzvah, the right kavod, the hidalei of a mitzvah min amovchar. But such kosei pesach be like ha'achil. Of course, Taisus tells us, Lanir, but Taisus and Nazir, when we had this, tells us the two types of achil gasa. One is an achil gasa, which is not perfect, you know, it doesn't mean it's not a mitzvah min amovchar. But then he can eat it with such a gluttonous achila that it doesn't have a shem in being an achila at all. There are different levels of achila gasa. Mila hacha alamashol ishnei b'nei yadam zeh yishto v'yachaysa imel v'bayis. Zeh yishto v'yachaysa imel v'bayis. Each one has his wife, achaysa imel v'bayis. Echad istabda lo yishto v'echad istabda lo achaysa. Zeh shen istabda lo yishto. Tzadikim yachuvam. Zeh shen istabda lo achaysa. Vayishto v'yachuvam. So we don't have to come in and chod a derech. V'hacha shnei drachim. What we were saying. Here, there's a difference. If it's one derech, and there are two separate drachim, elamashim of light, shnei b'naisav, shei shen iskabda v'shei in mitzvah, tzadikam yachav avahu shen iskabda v'shei b'aver, and light himself, v'paishlu v'kashlu v'am. Then who nabi l'shei, maybe yet light was v'chavad l'shei mitzvah,
Light,
And on that, the Gemara says, "Avena Sadis, what do we want from light? He was a linus. He was the He was a shaker. Tana Bishim Rabbi Yisrael Ben Sidi Lama Nachu Davam Shabekuba Shabachira Lema Lach Shabeshichva. He didn't know originally. Ava Bekuba. When he got up,
he figured it out.
He figured it out. The other, but so what? By Hava Leila Mevad. By Hava Hava. He was a complete itis. No. Nafkemines, the Lepadia Achrita, the Levi Lamishti. He should know how to repeat performance the next night. Mr. Hashem will pick it up over here.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekayemus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.